This is, I have no disclosures, and I'll dispense with the introductions. Mike and John have done a great job of that. So my objective, my involvement in this, I'll describe a little more detail, but is to, this is the overall objective, is to develop, the whole point of this is project is to deliver actionable and timely findings to inform ongoing consolidation policy decisions that are being considered right now in Ohio and elsewhere. I'd like to discuss the benefits of collaborations between local health departments and academic institutions to help facilitate progress in the area of sharing services and acquisitions and mergers or consolidations of local health departments, because I think this project in itself is a case study of how to go about doing that. We'll touch briefly on the process we're using to share the results of the study with practitioners in Ohio, and explain how practitioners and policymakers can make use of the, and have made use of the consolidation study findings to inform decision-making processes at the state and local level. Well, this is a slide that many of you are familiar with. It shows the relationship between practice and research. And as I said a moment ago, this consolidation study is, I think, an excellent example of how PBRNs are supposed to work. They begin by pairing engaged practitioners in practice settings. In this case, in this study, a local health commissioner who's skeptical and empirically minded, with research partners who have the right interest and skills, in this case, a political science scientist, public policy expert, and a healthcare financing expert interested in public health financing. Pairing them together within a structure, a PBRN structure, that enables us to apply rigorous scholarly methods to using available data sources, primarily administrative data with some key informant interview, and together working to analyze and interpret the results and translate them into answers to the frequently asked questions that we receive about the costs and benefits of consolidating public health departments. So this snapshot, thank you, Mike, for grabbing these titles ripped from the headlines of local newspapers throughout the state of Ohio. This really shows you the context that we were in and continue to be in Ohio, in communities that have been suffering the steady loss of local government funding from the state, an eroding tax base after property values plummeted beginning in the 2000s. Ohio's the first to go into recession and the last to come out. Our property values began to plummet as early as 2008, forcing cities, especially cities, but also counties, to consider sharing services and consolidation arrangements that prior to the recession they felt themselves immune from, perhaps. Certainly in my case, this was a front and center issue beginning in 2012, when the city of Youngstown in Mahoning County, where I was commissioner, had undergone a leadership transition and a vacuum in leadership in its local health department, as well as a mayoral transition that opened the door to another round of discussions about consolidating the city and county. We had a successful track record of acquisition of two other municipalities in Mahoning County, serving about 20 to 25,000 people, as a baseline to establish some credibility for the county to bring to the table in the discussions. So, how to answer some of these questions. These are those questions that we get about consolidation that I got frequently, and as did other health commissioners in Ohio. How to answer these questions? Well, you know, what's the phrase that's going around these days? If you want evidence-based practice or policy, then we need more practice-based evidence. Without lacking that, answering questions like these can become an exercise in decision-based evidence gathering, where we bring our agendas and biases to the table. And that's not a prudent thing for a local public health official to do, to oversell or undersell the costs and benefits of sharing services or acquiring or emerging health departments. Through our project, we were able, I believe, to provide some very empirical answers, evidence-based responses to many of these questions that we get from policymakers, from Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayor, Mr. County Commissioner, Boards of Health members, and others in the community, township trustees, in my case, were for county health commissioners, are our major stakeholders. So why merge? Certainly. I think John Hornby gave us some rich, small N, as he calls it, qualitative data to answer that question. Clearly, it's because those of us in public health are keenly interested in improving the quality of service that people get from their local health department. Mayors, city mayors, have other agendas. They're trying to cut their costs. Clearly, that came through in both the small N and the large N analysis. Would merging local health departments lower cost? Certainly for you, mayor, city mayor, it's clear that you can cut your costs. I can second what my colleagues showed you evidence to support with anecdotal evidence from the two mayors that I negotiated contracts with. They were able to cut their public health services costs by 2/3 in some cases. Now, in the short run, that certainly is beneficial, but you know, in the long run, squeezing more money out of the public health system may not be in the best interest of public health. So we've seen evidence that more spending on public health actually is linked to improved public health outcomes. But at least in the short way, but in the short run, we're able to cut some costs for some very financially beleaguered cities in Ohio. Would the quality of services currently being offered by each health department be affected by consolidation into one health department? Well, we couldn't answer that question within the data limitations that we have. Mike and Patrick Bernay are painfully aware of the limitations of the annual financial report administrative data that we had to work with here. But that being said, I mean, Ohio is probably one of the best states as far as having a statewide financial reporting system where we can look over many, many years at changes in finance with some very crude and broad measures of expenditure, workforce counts, and revenues. Would a merger result in job loss? Well, in these cases, no, it did not. But you know, I should also mention a limitation that that just occurred to me here. We're looking at very small, not only a small data set, but we're looking at mergers and acquisitions involving small cities with large counties, with two exceptions, and that was Akron Summit County and Lakewood Cuyahoga County. These were cities of the 10 to 20,000 population range. So that response to that question about job loss may be very different, looking at health departments of different size involved in merging. Does a combined health department generate more revenue, and does this increased revenue cover the additional cost of providing services to the consolidating city? Well, we were able to assure people like township trustees, the stakeholders for the mainly rural elected officials who have a stake or some governance of county health departments that acquiring a city, merging with the city, need not result in the city shifting a cost burden to the county. In other words, it doesn't have to cost you anything to take over a city, even if the city is saving money. That's a very important argument. It's very important to be able to muster evidence for that for skeptical township trustees in the rural areas of a county health district. Are counties with one combined health department able to attract more state and federal grants? You hear that all the time. Well, you guys ought to get together. You know, you'll be able to bring in a lot more grant funding. No, that's not necessarily the case at all. And it's very important to be able to answer that question, because there are high expectations for parties to a consolidation or merger that what will emerge will be a higher performing, more successful, financially successful combined health department. Need to be able to temper their expectations for what comes out at the other end of the merger here. So this is a key finding. Finally, what would a consolidation between a combined health department and city health department lower the cost for public health services for the townships and municipalities that are already part of the health department? No, it doesn't. It doesn't cut our overhead costs either. But it doesn't cost you any more, is the other part of that message. So what are we doing to share these very interesting results? There's another observation that just came to mind for me as I was listening to the other panelists. Many of the findings from this more rigorous analysis that we've done are really confirm what we suspected all along. This is not decision-based evidence gathering by any means, but I stood at a podium at APHA last year and discussed Mike's and my analysis of a snapshot, a cross-section of AFERD data, and Mike, you will recall some of the things that we suspected just based on a look at 1 year's worth of AFERD data has been borne out by your more thoroughgoing analysis. So I feel very comfortable and have a high degree of confidence in what you've observed in 10 years plus worth of data. It's based on what we saw last year. We're trying to share this information as broadly as possible. I'm keenly interested in getting in the hands of the mayor of Youngstown and Board of Health members in Youngstown, as well as my township trustees there and my successor as health commissioner. I left the health department last year. Our state association of Ohio health commissioners, is also faces this issue. It's front and center for our membership. They've looked at the extent of cross sharing services. Kasuma, it was interesting to see that the extent that Wisconsin is doing it. We found about the same thing in Ohio. More than half, maybe 75% of health districts in Ohio have some level of formal sharing of services. So this is important information for our SACHO, as well as the broader practice community through venues who come to sessions like this or to the multi-state learning collaborative. It's so delightful to see that more and more practice-based researchers and the PHSSR community are also interested in this and are willing to fund it through quick strike projects and larger grants. I know this is of course of interest to the Center for Sharing Public Health Services, community of learning, and the other communities that right now in Ohio is closer to home for me that are wrestling with these issues right now. The Youngstown Mahoning County discussions are ongoing. I am hopeful that they'll proceed to some commitment to share services, or perhaps even outright merge those two health departments if both parties recognize that there's a common interest. John Hornbeek and I are involved in a project right now to help three cities or three health departments in Portage County, where the College of Public Health at Kent State is located, to harmonize their services, share them, and in one case at least to facilitate the final steps of the merger of Portage County and Ravenna Health Departments. I always come back to this slide. When we first began to discuss consolidation between Youngstown and Mahoning County, our rather impatient editorial board at the Youngstown Vindicator said, this is a no-brainer. Why don't you just get this done? It was a great source of delight for me to report back to them after I had left my post as health commissioner, of course, that it's not a no-brainer. This is a complex issue. The costs and the benefits are quite nuanced, and we can provide you with strong evidence to temper your expectations for what would come out of the other end of a consolidation. So, did we answer the questions? I think we were able to answer a lot of the questions with this project. It isn't a no-brainer. There are potential cost savings for city governments from consolidation without any extra cost to the counties. And please, successful grant seeking may be in the works once that disruptive influence of consolidation or those transition effects have subsided. Don't expect to save overhead. We hear it all the time about school districts. Why are we paying two superintendents instead of one? Well, you may be paying one health commissioner instead of two, but you need to have an administrative infrastructure to oversee a larger health department, and that may not lead to overhead costs. So, thank you again, John and Mike, especially. It's been a delight to work with you. Let's do more practice-based research. Thanks.